and gentlemen, welcome to the main event. Let's get ready to rumble!
Insurgent Radio Network calling. Insurgent Radio Network calling. This is the Insurgent Radio Network. And this is Terrible Tommy, Tom Metzger, right here in the bunker, right next to Terrible Tommy's Terrible Tavern and Steakhouse and Filling Station.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. How are you? How are you? How are you? Terrible Tommy here in the bunker, right here in north central Indiana on a slightly overcast day. We got some Obama sky here, you know, chemtrails. I call that Obama sky, even though it started out long before Obama came around. They still keep dumping those chemicals on us, don't they? We're at P.O. Box 401. Warsaw, Indiana, 46581. That's where you send your donations for the radio show and any other donations, like for the POWs you'd like to give, you know. I gave you an accounting yesterday. I put it on there. It was, what was it? Well, I think it was 97 postal money orders of $25 a piece that went out to the POWs over the last year or so. I'm not sure how long that was, but 97. Yeah, I think that worked out to $2,325. So there you go. Thanks to you people out there. Don't forget, I'm going to check this national line every morning, and it's 559-670-1473. Either listen to the message I put on there or leave a message for me, and I'll get back to you. Well, boys and girls, I think I got to the bottom of this Trump thing. Yeah. And I was the bottom. I got to thinking back on my old radio shows, and I got to looking back. And way back there, during when Obama was running for president, I think the first time I said that the Republican Party's got a really bad problem because most of their base is getting older, but the base on the Democrats is getting younger. And they're incorporating, of course, more and more Negroes and Mexicans. So I said the Republican Party's got to do something because millions of white voters are staying home. That's what happened. That's how Obama got in. White voters stayed home, or at least enough of them. So I got to thinking about what's going on here now. What better trick to play than to get a stooge out front that's a good song and dance man to rile up the public? Bring on inadvertently the race issue and so forth. Get everybody excited and they go out there and vote, the people who've been staying at home. So I said, you know what? Those clever bastards, I wouldn't doubt that they got together with Obama early on, said, we know you're a Democrat, but how would you like to do a job for us? We need to get all these sheep excited and get them out there and get them voting again and registering Republican, because the bulk of the Negroes, of course, are registering Democrat, and the Mexicans too, and it won't be long until there won't be no more Republican Party. There is one method we can use to slow it down, and that is knock the white working guys out of their positions and install new black middle class and even some black wealthy class. once we get that done, then we can play those people off against each other. They did play part of the black population off against each other in this election. It was evident with Hillary in her election that in the working class poor section of Detroit, she got most of her votes. As you got out from there into the countryside where there's blacks who have been able to make it and have got better jobs and so forth, they tended to vote for Bernie and even Donald. Now last night, these top Republicans and their fund people met on an island down in, I think it was South Carolina. Interesting, because that's not too far from Jekyll Island. Maybe it was Jekyll Island. And if you should remember what Jekyll Island was. So they met there in a top secret meeting to decide what they're going to do about Trump. Well, I think they've already decided what they want to do with Trump, and they're going to pat themselves on the back for pulling it off. By attacking the hell out of him, they built him up big. You know, the same thing happened in Germany. Maybe not the same way, but all the parties came out attacking Uncle Adolf. Yeah, and then there was a reaction against that, and Adolf got appointed chancellor. Yeah. So anyhow, if you look at it like I'm saying, it makes sense. Now, whether Donald was absolutely in on it or whether he took advantage of it, I can't say. I think he'd have to be in on it, though. And they knew they'd have to have a showman, somebody who was really good at playing the game. And who better than Donald Trump? So they got him in the back room and pitched the deal, and he's a natural clown. He said, "Hey, I like to do that." Now the question is, where are they going to side rail him at? The convention? Or would they be so foolish as to make a mistake and let him go right on in and become the president? I don't think they could trust him to be the president. I think that he's not that controllable. So something's got to happen here between now and the general election, or the end of the general election, to move him onto a sidetrack and move somebody else into position. But for the general election, they'll have all these people that registered to vote for Trump will probably stick around and vote, or at least most of them. And then they'll get their boy back in. Yeah, I'm sorry, my memory's bad. I forgot that I was thinking about this years ago, but it makes all kinds of sense. Nothing else makes sense. It's all screwy. But if Trump is the shill, he's the stooge, and he's playing the role for the fat cats to beef up the party. Makes perfect sense. What do you think, boys and girls? Oh, they wouldn't do something like that, would they? If you watch the series House of Cards, you'll see how dirty people can play politics. It is dirty politics from beginning to end. Kevin Spacey plays a perfect corrupt president. The one thing good about it, they show most of the people around him are corrupt too. And even one young guy comes up to run against him and expose him as being corrupt. He's corrupt too. If you get a chance, it's on Netflix. House of Cards. Don't miss it. because it's pure might is right. I've never seen such might is right as House of Cards. This House of Cards is just like taken out of today's newspaper. And the president's wife, Claire, she's a spitting political image of Hillary. She's a lot better looking, a real fox. But she is a prototype of Hillary. I thought it was funny as hell last night when Hillary got her ass handed to her in Michigan. That was hilarious. She totally got shot down. Her niggers didn't pull it off for her in Michigan. There were enough whites and others around the state of Michigan to block her. It's going to be interesting to see how she does in the rest of the Midwest, which may go the same way. She's not going to lose this thing. She's going to be the candidate. I can't see any way where she wouldn't be unless she's arrested for her emails. But things happen. You never know. We'll see. We'll be sitting on the edge of our chair eating popcorn and having a martini. Oh, I'm celebrating today. Guess what I'm celebrating? And I bet you guys didn't even remember. Today is when they passed legislation in Indiana back in 1921 to employ sterilization on the road to eugenics. Later, after, I don't know, 21 or 22, 23, they were able to knock it out. But they brought it back in, I think, in 1927. See, so I'm right in the right place. Most of the things that Hitler tried to copy, like I say, came from the United States. And one of the most important things, eugenics, or at least the sterilization programs of the unfit, started right here in Indiana. How about that? Maybe I'm being guided by ghosts of the past. Who knows? What evil, I mean, what great things lurk in the hearts of Tommy. Oh, I did that show, that two-hour show, and I'll run the second part of it today with the young man from White American Radio. I talked to him yesterday. He said he had belonged to the NSM, National Socialist Movement, and he said they're absolutely furious that he did that show with me, and I think he's probably going to quit them or they're going to kick him out. He's deciding he don't think being a Hollywood Nazi is a good idea. Which means he's got an IQ higher than the average NSM member. Well, I see the Iowans out there who seem to be a sort of a strange group full of evangelicals. God, I get tired of hearing that word. Hate crime protections for transgender Iowans. The Iowa Senate passed a bill adding gender identity and gender expression to the state's hate crimes law. It's getting more wilder. It's going to be pretty soon who's not on the hate crimes list. Well, one thing is white males. Heterosexual white males are never going to be on the hate crimes list of not... Well, anyhow, it's crazier than hell. You know, hate just seems extremely disliked. And so these crazy asses keep sinking farther and farther into their muck. And I think it's simply a Jewish method of confusing everything. Think of all the confusion in the courts and police departments and everything else that's going to be. Well, was it a hate crime or not? I mean, you know, he stepped on a transgender's foot. Was it a hate crime? Well, maybe we'll have to go to court. And then, of course, The Jew mentality loves that. The minutia of arguing over the smallest thing, how many angels could sit on a head of a pin. I guess that was even the Christians were into that stuff. So what they're going to do is confuse the court so badly that nothing could be done properly. Can't get any work done. We got to figure out who is what and who is that and who's been offended and who's been hated. It's all on the way of this sham democracy collapsing. Yes, collapsing. It was never meant to be. Even the United States Army in their handbook, 1920s, you can look it up, said the very worst form of government's democracy, and they're proving it in this country for sure, and proving it can't last. And the faster it's going down, it's going to go down faster and faster and faster. You can't have such a large country with so many different ideologies and so many races and so many religions all performing correctly and effectively together. It can't be any more than you could put too many animals of different breeds and different sizes, put them all in a small space, and expect it to work out. It don't work. And especially with human beings, it won't work. Because you got all these other things, psychological things and so forth. But that's okay. You know, many great men have predicted that sham democracies would fall. And many, many people have tried things like this, including the original Greeks. Didn't last for them very long, did it? And they created, allegedly, democracy. Ha! It's such a joke. Now, these hate laws are all based on physical things. Well, what about all the other ways you can harm homosexuals or transgender or anybody? There's all kinds of hidden ways and clever ways and court ways that you can harm people. In fact, you can harm people even more that way than punching them in the nose. So how are they going to protect people, certain people from that? You've got the Jews, and you got the homosexuals, you got the blacks, you got the Mexicans, you got the transgender, and the list goes on and on and on. How are you going to protect them from ideological and court-type laws that persecute them? Oh, the Supreme Court? Oh, yeah, the supreme swine? Forget it. The ruling class will go right on harming whoever they want to, like they always have done. I see another news article here. I don't know where this is at, but it says the Newcastle police call vandalized car in Bear, which I guess Bear is a town, a hate crime because there was a racial note left on the car. Of course, you have no idea who left it, why they left it, or anything else. But automatically, they're looking for a hate criminal. It's insane. So if you leave a note on a car that has just bumped into you and dented your fender and say, "I hate you for denting my fender, and I noticed you're black," that's a hate crime. Here's another one in San Jose. Prosecutors will not seek to retrial of hate crime counts for two white former San Jose State University students who were found guilty last month of misdemeanor battery. You know, that's like a punch in the nose, misdemeanor, for crimes committed against a black dorm mate. Well, maybe he was an asshole and deserved to have his nose bloodied. You know, there's a lot of people who need their nose bloodied of all races. But the prosecution is pushing for jail time. We got to have jail time. That's good. That'll turn them more into real racists. The more unjust laws they impress on white guys, the more it'll sink into their subconscious. The jury had acquitted the third suspect of a hate crime, but deadlocked on such charges against Colin Warren of Woodacre and Logan Beschler, both 20. Imagine the lasting effect that's going to have on these guys. The February 22nd decision by the jury of six men and six women, probably all white, none of whom were black, upset many who believed the three were guilty of something more significant than a misdemeanor. See, your fellow white man and white woman want to hammer you even more. So why do you have this loyalty to most white people? Most white people will screw you in a heartbeat. That's why I say if you see somebody along the street getting manhandled by a black, especially a woman because they probably know the black, and you jump in, you're going to end up being tried by a jury of white people, and they're going to find you guilty that you caused all the trouble. If you hadn't interfered with that nigger and his girlfriend, everything would have been all right. So don't fall into that trap. Just look straight ahead and drive on. And if you say, Tom, how can you talk like that? They're white people. They're not white people when they don't think white, act white, be white, walk white, eat white, date white. No, if they're not a racist white, they're not white as far as I'm concerned. They're white on the outside and dark meat on the inside. So do not. There's a lot of skinheads jumped into situations to try to protect some white girl, or maybe a white guy. They got into it. Now they're sitting in prison. Sitting in prison for trying to protect a white person. On Monday, the district attorney's office announced that they will seek a 4-month jail sentence for the men, a term which would be extremely unusual for misdemeanor convictions that normally carry a sentence of community service in lieu of jail. Well, that's how they got me in L.A. They gave me 6 months. I got out in 45 because my wife was dying. But that's the way they did in L.A. They wanted to go after me for 6 months for a alleged misdemeanor. And you know what the misdemeanor was? Burning refuse material without a permit. And I didn't even do it. It's crazy, man. It's crazy out there. You got to watch yourself. And, you know, we talk protecting white and being for the white race, but we're not being stupid. We're Aryans. Let's think Aryan. Just being white don't make it. Here's another thing. Prosecutors announced they want the men to spend 50 hours doing community service at an organization serving, keyword, the black community. And complete a class on racial or ethnic sensitivity. They did the same thing to me. They put me out on community service. I wasn't serving any blacks, though. I was serving myself. I was handing out groceries to poor people, and I was in an area where there's mostly white people, white poor people, and I carried home enough groceries to feed my family. So turn lemons into lemonade, boys and girls. Always figure a way of turning lemon into lemonades. But that is racist right there. That is racist. The prosecutors announced they want the men to spend 50 hours doing community service serving black people. That's racist. By any other name, that's racist. Now, if you go to Laird Wilcox's collection, I think it's at the University of Kansas, but look it up, Laird Wilcox. You can find that he's written a lot of stuff on race, and he's written a book on fake race crime announcements, people screaming falsely, race crime, hate crime. Well, here's one, another one he can add to his book. This is in Michigan. Mount Pleasant, Michigan. A woman who claimed she was called a homophobic slur In other words, she was a queer or a slut or a carpet muncher, whatever they call them, homophobic. Well, either she was homo or she wasn't. And later punched and spit on at a Mount Pleasant bar after attending a Toby Keith concert last summer has pleaded guilty to filing a false police report. There you go. There's going to be a lot of that going on, too. It's already been going on. Marie E. Poindexter told police that on August 20th, a man attacked her outside of the cabin at 930 West Broomfield, a bar. Quote, "As I lay crouched on the pavement, he called me a cross-dressing fag," said Poindexter, a Central Michigan University faculty member, in a Facebook post. Quote, "He spat on me, leaving before I had a chance to get up." Well, if you were a cross-dressing fag, if that's the truth, well, what am I going to do about it? Police investigated it as a hate crime. But according to the Morning Sun newspaper, the police said Poindexter later admitted she punched herself in the eye and made up the story to bring awareness to the LGBT community issues. You see, you're going to see a lot of that. They had, I see on the morning news here, Fort Wayne, Indiana, there were three Muslims who were killed, murdered a few weeks ago. And they haven't caught anybody, so the Muslims are making a big deal out of it and trying to call it a hate crime. And they had a big get-together down in Houston, Texas or something, celebrating there or commemorating these guys. See, they'll try to turn everything into a hate crime. And guess who? White heterosexual males. Poindexter pleaded guilty on January 14th to two misdemeanor counts of filing a false police report. See, it doesn't work back that way. You know, a hate crimes report, a false hate crimes report, should carry with it a bigger sentence, a longer sentence. She was sentenced February 25th to pay $225 in fines and serve 6 months of non-reporting probation. She wasn't sentenced to serve 6 months in jail for making up a hate crime report, lying, perjury. Serve 6 months of a non-reporting probation? What the fuck is that? That's a non-sentence sentence. Other conditions of Poindexter's sentencing calls for her to take meds as described and continue counseling. So she'll go around again. She'll go to another bar probably and pull the same damn shit. Well, here's a story. Netanyahu's jumping on and playing for all it's worth. There's a guy by the name of Force, was a U.S. Army veteran who had deployed in Iraq and Afghanistan. This former Eagle Scout and combat vet was murdered by Palestinians on the boardwalk in Jaffa. Taylor Force, a 29-year-old graduate student of Vanderbilt University, was stabbed to death by a Palestinian Arab during a terrorist attack on Tuesday, March 8 in Jaffa. Force was in Israel on a school trip with other Vanderbilt's Owens graduate student, School of Management students, faculty, and staff. 10 others were wounded in the same attack, including Force's wife, who was listed in critical condition. Well, there you go. You're in a war zone. Israel is in the middle of a war zone. Stupid American. I mean, I could have got it over there, too, because nobody would know whether I was sympathetic or not to the Palestinian problem. And I was walking through all those people. I could have got stabbed. But Netanyahu is going to play this one to the hilt. Of course, they don't play it to the hilt when it's the other way around. Actually, stabbing is one of the few weapons the Palestinians have, really. It's a step up from rocks. They have been throwing rocks. So they've developed a new weapon system, a guided knife syndrome. So they knife people. Well, if you're at war, that's what people at war do. You remember what I told you about depleted uranium poisoning and veterans from the Middle East? Kyle Odom, a former Marine suspecting of shooting an Idaho preacher by the name of Tim Remington on Sunday, was arrested Tuesday evening outside the White House, according to Coeur d'Alene Police and Secret Service. The Secret Service said in a statement that Odom threw unknown material over the south fence line of the White House complex. He was immediately taken into custody. Hours earlier, someone posted a message on Odom's Facebook page claiming Remington was shot because the pastor was from Mars and had ruined Odom's life, according to Washington television station KXLY. Now here's a little bit more that Kyle Odom is an honorably discharged Marine, a Dean's List graduate of the University of Idaho, and a man driven to kill Coeur d'Alene pastor based on his belief that his life had been ruined by an intelligent species of amphibian humanoid from Mars. In a multiple document in a thumb drive mailed to KXLY TV Monday and received Tuesday, Odom laid out his manifesto that a race of ancient Martians with subterranean bases on Earth and under the surface of the moon had subverted all levels of the U.S. and Israeli governments, ranging from top-ranking members of the U.S. Senate, including Washington Senator Patty Murray and U.S. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, as well as members of the U.S. House of Representatives and many Israeli lawmakers, including every single prime minister since 1948 in Israel. In a media briefing Monday, in the wake of the shooting, Pastor Tim Remington of the Altar Church in Coeur d'Alene Sunday, in which Odom was named as a suspect within hours of the shooting, Coeur d'Alene Police Chief Lee White alluded to the fact that Odom had a history of mental illness. Though the depth and breadth of that illness was not known, an honorably discharged Marine who served with the 3rd Marine Aircraft Wing at Camp Pendleton, California for 4 years, Odom had deployed on a combat tour of Iraq during his tour of duty, but there has been no indication he suffered from post-traumatic stress and was honorably discharged in 2010. This has got depleted uranium poisoning written all over it, but you don't see anything about it, do you, in the press? You don't see a damn thing. I want you to start keeping notes on anything like this you read about around the country. Depleted uranium poisoning, they're not talking about it. But if this fellow was found to be infected with that stuff, the State Department and the Pentagon are going to cover it up. But it manifests itself in all kinds of ways. They murder people, or murder their whole family, or murder a whole bunch of people in a public place or whatever, or any kind of odd, real weird situation. If they've been over in the Middle East and ingested that depleted uranium poisoning that's in all the weapons shells and all that kind of stuff, and also it's used here in the United States at military training grounds, so they don't have to have served in the Middle East. Don't have to. Watch it. It's the biggest story. I don't know. It's the big story. It's the biggest elephant in the room. Here's another white or non-white businessman in England, Saeed Javid. He's to head an anti-racism task force. And right under that it says, Business Secretary in the government of Britain calls on employers to do more to support careers of non-white job candidates. Well, you're going to see more racism, and you deserve more racism. And the powers that be, the white powers that be in Britain, it's going to be payback. Maybe London falling like the movie, who knows? This is rather bizarre at the assembly in South Africa, which appears by the picture to be 85% black, maybe 100%. They're screaming racism at each other. They're having a big fight on calling each other racist in an almost all-black assembly in South Africa. Boy, I'll tell you, it's weird. It's getting weird out there. Well, that's about it for today. I want to run this rest of this show that I did on Saturday for you. So we'll send this out in two parts today. 14.5. If you're out there and you're behind a month on your dues, you're getting cut off. That's it. Word to the wise.